Start your day the right way by taking charge of your physical and mental fitness.
It's important to know your numbers. They determine if your blood pressure is high or low, your cholesterol balance, even your blood sugar level, heart rate, and much more.
Get tested by visiting your doctor, clinic, or stop by at any health center closest to you.
Take control today. This message is from Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning. Today we'll be talking about how to improve kidney health in Nigeria. The World Kidney Day has passed, but it's important. Kidney and the kidney issues to do with kidney are very important, and it's something that shouldn't be restricted to just the World Kidney Day. So we'll be talking about it more. Thank you, Dr. Bangwe. And Dr. Peters, Dr. Clinton Peters, for coming on the program. As I said earlier, it's so important that we don't just talk about the kidney around World Kidney Day, but the kidney is an organ that is used every day. In fact, every minute and every second of every day. And so it's something that warrants talking about more and more often because it's something that everybody needs to know about. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. What a great pleasure. It's my first time.
Thank you. So, Dr. Peters, I know you have, you're an incredible person. Your wife passed on from the kidney disease, and you've had raised awareness about kidney and kidney functions for over 14 years. And that's an incredible thing to do year in, year out. So dedicated with the Kidney Foundation for Africa. Can you tell us, what drives you to do this?
Before my wife, Dr. Mose Peters, passed on, she set up this foundation. And her main objective was to ensure that she gives back to society because she believed she owed the society something, education. And she made up her mind that creation of awareness is where to start. Though she has five major objectives, but the major one, the number one objective was to create awareness because she believed that prevention is a lot better than cure, and not only better, but cheaper than cure. So she embarked on this awareness program year in, year out, and we gave all the support we could, and friends, family. So we started off with that because of her belief in the creation of awareness.
Dr. Bangwe, this is something that you have also been a part of from inception, and you've been with us steadfast through the years. Can you also tell us why you've been with the Kidney Foundation for Africa all of this time?
Well, I must commend Dr. Peters, both Mr. and Mrs. Though Diseased, for the incredible initiative and effort in sustaining the Kidney Foundation for Africa. For anyone who's been involved in looking after patients with kidney disease, you realize that it's a major problem, both in terms of how severe the disease itself is, but also more importantly, the fact that the numbers of people that currently are affected are approaching epidemic proportions. So anything that can be done to ensure that we create awareness amongst the public as to how to prevent people from getting it and how to manage it if it does occur, as is the objective of the Kidney Foundation for Africa. It's something that one would always want to be part of. You want a situation where you can stem this rising, looming epidemic that we don't recognize and are not doing enough to stem.
Thank you. I think I wholeheartedly agree with you there. And, but this issue of this looming epidemic, statistics are getting worse and worse every year. What can we do about it? Because It looks as if people don't seem to know or understand. People seem to be doing things willfully that make it worse. I don't know. It's extremely worrying. What can be done?
Well, first of all, it's a worldwide problem. It's not limited to us here in Nigeria only. I mean, it's a problem that affects not less than 10% of any population of people anywhere in the world. And we do recognize that maybe in these parts, particularly in the developing world, the numbers of people that are afflicted or affected by this disease are much more than in the developed world. Mainly because the conditions that lead on to kidney disease are very common in these parts. And not only are they common, they're not recognized. And when recognized, they're not properly treated. So it's not surprising that so many people are ending up with kidney failure. And the other fact about it is that in our own environment, I mean, you usually grade kidney failure into 5 stages. Majority of our patients are not detected until they reach the final stage where they actually need some kind of renal supportive care. Now, all these are things that one could have preempted or detected much earlier if we had screening. And that is one of the things that the Kidney Foundation for Africa focuses on each year, trying to encourage people to use the opportunity of particularly the World Kidney Day to make sure that they're screened, both for the conditions that we know can lead on to kidney failure and also for the early stages of kidney disease, at stages where taking the appropriate measures can prevent progression, or at least retard progression to the stages where you now need dialysis or a kidney transplant.
Now, Dr. Peters, how would you, if you in an ideal world, if you had all that is, you know, all the tools at your disposal to help you, how would you go about setting about improving kidney health in Nigeria?
I'll set up centers where screening can be done cheaply and easily. I mean, that's where to begin from. You set up a center where maybe all over the country, where people can walk in, make provision for whatever is necessary to make sure that people can be screened easily, not like we did on Saturday once a year. They can walk in there and get screened. Like you have a dialysis center, and you have hospitals for transplant. So let's get centers around the country where people can be screened for the basic things. You're talking about blood pressure, blood sugar, you're talking about urine analysis and all of that. Quick things that wouldn't cost much, but will save lives. So I think that's the first thing I would like to do. Spread these centers around the maybe 6 geopolitical centers in the country or much more. State capitals, and I think that would go a long way to help us. Early detection.
So Dr. Bangwe, there are primary health care centers. There are so many facilities that really can be used, you know, in the way Dr. Peters is speaking. Why aren't we doing enough? What can we do to make sure that some of these centers, primary health care centers, whether they're pharmacies, how can we get people to actually go in there and get screened? What needs to change?
Yeah, I think even just before, you know, that step that Mr. Peters has mentioned is the need to create awareness about the things that can cause kidney failure. So a lot of public enlightenment is also required, not just amongst the public itself, but also amongst even we medical practitioners. I always admonish my younger colleagues, and any opportunity I get, I also stress the need for each contact an individual has with a health facility to have some basic tests done. Regardless of what you come, even if coming into hospital to do, even if you go with symptoms you're suggesting, the common cold or malaria, that individual should not escape the opportunity to have a blood pressure check. And then there are lots of things that, to some extent, might also be self-inflicted that we now know increase the likelihood of your developing kidney problems. Misuse of analgesics, the use of bleaching creams, the use of various forms of herbal concoctions and herbal supplements. All these are things that I call them self-inflicted because, you know, knowledge is power. Taking excess salts, all these are things that if the public becomes aware, and if we as health practitioners, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, can pass the information on to individuals who come in contact with us, it's quite possible that we can at least reduce the numbers somewhat and not wait until individuals now end up in kidney failure requiring all the very, very expensive modalities of management that are then necessary at that stage. So a lot of public enlightenment is required, a lot of training and retraining of health practitioners, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, anyone that's...
Even community, you know, health workers.
Community health workers, to get them to realize the importance of even a simple urine analysis test, even at, in the most expensive centers, that cannot cost more than 1,000 naira. And you'll be amazed at the amount of information that it would reveal, that if proper measures are taken consequently or subsequently, can prevent individuals from then going on to develop kidney failure.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Dr. Peters, do you have anything to add to what Dr. Bangboye has said?
Yes, Dr. Bangboye has said all the important things. Medical personnel, training and retraining, nurses helping. Everybody who comes into any clinic should do this basic test. So I was just wondering, is there any way a legislation or government backup can help and say, look, before you do XYZ, you must show an evidence that you have done these three or four basic tests. You know, kind of legislating to force the people to do these things. Since some of them, like Dr. Bangboye said, don't even know anything. They're not aware. They couldn't be bothered. But if there's some kind of legislation or some way of making people do it, just this test, and like you said, not too expensive. Before we do this for you, before we sell you these drugs, you must do this. Government legislation has helped in many countries, even with the treatment. Some people have dialysis free in their countries or use their HMOs or whatever. So I think government should be made to come in. I mean, I was saying to somebody that let's make noise, like the cancer people are making noise. And Dr. Bangboye used the word epidemic. Let's let the government know that this is getting to an epidemic level. You know, so maybe that way they hear us.
Yes, I certainly agree with that. I think that there's a lot of noise needs to be made. Dr. Bangboye, what are your thoughts on that? How much noise can we make to shake things up? How much can the government contribute to this?
There's so much that the government can do. And the responsibility of any government really is to provide healthcare. And almost all countries in the world are supposed to be signatories to the SDG goals. And the SDG goal number 3 is supposed to focus on ensuring that individuals are entitled to what you call universal healthcare. And universal healthcare means that every citizen in every country should be entitled to quality healthcare that is available, affordable, and accessible, and relevant to whatever it is that he more or less is, you know, in his area that he, or whatever he presents with. So you find that, what's the situation in Nigeria? The way that any government should provide universal healthcare usually is through the National Health Insurance. Only 5% of Nigerians have access to the National Health Insurance. We have a National Health Insurance Agency, but only 5% of Nigerians are registered. you find that 69%, almost 70% of individuals are still pay for healthcare out of pocket. And then to further worsen it, you know, there's an Abuja declaration which says government should spend close to 15% of GDP on healthcare. Nigeria is still struggling to spend 5%. So these are all things that government should do. But aside from that, there are other wider reaching measures that can be done. I think it was during the time of Professor Olipoe Ransom Kuti as Minister of Health, they banned bleaching creams. You find that these bleaching creams are now readily available. And during the program on Saturday, I think, Dr. Pamela, you were mentioning that some individuals are now bleaching their babies.
Yes.
And someone explained it's because they didn't want a father who's dark, a father who's light and a mother who's light, now going around with a baby that is dark. So consequently, that's the reason why they go ahead and bleach their babies. But we know that these bleaching creams very often contain heavy metals, particularly mercury, that can damage the kidneys. You also find that, you know, I mentioned analgesics earlier, but these are strong painkillers that are readily purchased from any pharmacy. There should be legislation. I mean, there's no reason why any drug, particularly those that are not over-the-counter drugs, you should be able to go and purchase them from the pharmacy without a prescription. So these are things that are within the remit of any government to ensure that they can and should enforce. There should be legislation about the use of, you know, salt and all these seasonings. These are things that we know we evidently in these parts consume a lot of salt, much more salt than we should ideally take. So these are things that government should go out of their way and say, look, areas of the world where you have different ethnicities, do you find that the prevalence of kidney failure is always higher amongst Black people? In America, for instance, Blacks are only about 15% of the population, but they're close to 50% of patients that are on dialysis. Similar is what occurs also in the United Kingdom. And we know that in terms of prevalence of kidney failure, the highest prevalence in the world is actually in the West African part of the country. And we think it's because there's a genetic predisposition. Individuals in these parts inherit a gene, which we call the apolipoprotein 1 gene, which once it's present, and you now have a second hit, you now have hypertension, you have diabetes, you have abuse analgesics or strong painkillers, you use your bleaching creams, the likelihood that you will develop kidney failure is 4 times more than any other ethnicity. So these are all things that are within what government should do to legislate and ensure that we prevent, you know, easy exposure to a lot of these factors that we know can lead on to, you know, kidney disease.
No, that's very important. Now, we have our new Minister of Health is reviving and revitalizing primary healthcare centers. Is there something specific that we can ask for? Can there be an ask that we put across to him and say, you know what, how can we utilize these, or how can we develop these primary healthcare centers specifically to address our kidney health in Nigeria?
Just to support what Dr. Kambuye just said a minute ago before that he comes in again, talking about salt and seasonings. I remember I walked into a hospital in London not too long ago, and the man, they announced to him that I was a Nigerian. And the first question he asked me is that, do you take Maggi? I said, yes, so a lot of Maggi. He said, please, from today on, don't touch Maggi anymore and reduce your salt intake. I followed that piece of advice and the result was tremendous. I had to reduce the medication I was on because the pressure was dropping lower than normal. You know, so these things are things that government said, no more seasoning in here. And I don't know what they can do about salt. Whatever government can do to stop people, because people have become billionaires through the sale of these things. Some of us can testify that not using them, we still enjoy our bills, but the damage is reduced. just to confirm and testify to what Dr. Bamboy said.
Yes, no, thank you. Thank you very much. Dr. Bamboy, over to you about the primary healthcare centers.
Yes, there are things that can be done, and one of them is to actually develop protocols that would guide the community health workers as to what is expected of them when individuals come into those centers. There are simple 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step protocols that indicate that once an individual is this age, these are the primary and basic things that you must do. And if you do these tests, you find that individual has protein in the urine, or you check the blood pressure and it is greater than 140/90, or you do a blood sugar test, the point of care devices that you can use these days, and the fasting blood sugar is greater than 100 or 127, these are the steps that you should take. And these are the stages that you should then refer such individuals to a higher level of care, someone who has the knowledge and skill to be able to take things one step further. So I think there's a lot that can be done at different levels, both at the levels of the individual, I think we've mentioned that, at the level of healthcare workers, and certainly at the level of government. And if each of us does what we're supposed to do, then hopefully we'll be able to stem this looming epidemic.
Thank you. There's not much time left. In fact, I think time is really up. And we haven't even gone into things like, you know, kidney transplants, dialysis, the need for, you know, production and manufacturing of our own consumables here in Nigeria. But can you just give us a few last words for our listeners? Dr. Peters first, and then you wrap up, Dr. Bamboy.
Yes, I think, like we said earlier, making noise so that will be hard, both locally and internationally. Immediately after the program on Saturday, I sent messages to my friend in America and said, look, there's an epidemic and we need help. We can't do dialysis, we can't do transplant, we can't buy drugs. What can you do? So we need to make noise locally and internationally for help.
Thank you. Dr. Bamboy, your last
word. As we've said, you know, prevention is always better, because when it comes to what you need to do to look after individuals who develop kidney failure, you realize that whichever of the modalities you're looking at is extremely expensive. An individual who develops kidney failure would need dialysis. Dialysis costs not less than 50,000 per session. You need 3 sessions per week. So roughly you spend not less than $500,000 or more every single month. Not many people earn that, not to talk of have the capacity. And then you talk about transplant, which now goes into millions, tens of millions of naira. So it is best that we focus on prevention. And prevention, simple measures, let's make as much noise as we can and get individuals to identify early and do those things that will prevent it developing in the first place.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.